Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. Many people, including, unfortunately, some influential journalists, need to know that climate change cannot be reversed, reports Joe Rahm at Climate Progress. He notes that a 2009 federal study from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration came to that conclusion when it observed that current global warming effects will be felt 1,000 years into the future. This does not mean all hope for a decent future is lost. Rather, it highlights the urgency needed to use our technology to dramatically reduce carbon emissions as soon as possible. The sooner we do so, the greater chance there is of protecting future generations from further, far more catastrophic climate change that could imperil their future. Indeed, if carbon emissions were dramatically cut tomorrow, the increase in atmospheric carbon emissions would immediately slow, and this would start slowing the rate of climate change. True, we have already ensured some climate change, but we can slow it greatly by switching to clean energy and energy-efficient technology, changing our consumptive behavior, valuing sustainability over growth both for our populations and economies, and changing how we use energy and land. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.